Nebeshiba Zimonich is studying counseling psychology at Frostburg State University in Frostburg, Maryland, thanks to a friend who suggested the university. His master's program is for 3 years, and this is his first year.
When I got my AA degree, I transferred to the UMBC, which is University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and I have worked for 1 year, and I decided to come to Frostburg. I had a friend that lived close by who suggested for me to come to Frostburg. Besides, I have looked into several counseling psychology schools, and I really liked Frostburg the most. It would get me out of comfort zone, which I was used to, and I function the most productively when I get out of my comfort zone. Then secondly, it's not too large, not too small community, so that's what I really do like, and it's very similar to my school where I got my undergrad, or UMBC.
Nebeshiba has a degree in education. Turning his interest to psychology happened when he had an opportunity to work in the field first.
I find psychology and education to be pretty related. After I finished my undergrad, I've got a job working for one nonprofit organization called Prologue Incorporated, and they primarily help people with mental illness. So I really got the taste of some hands-on psychology, and that was my biggest reason why I decided to go for counseling psychology.
Home for Nebeshiba is very far away. He tells us where he is from.
I am from Republic of Serbia, which is a former Republic of Yugoslavia. Yugoslavia was, at the time when I was born, was made out of 6 republics. And after Bosnian War, it remained as Yugoslavia, but only with 2 republics, including Serbia and Montenegro. Around the year of 2002, it split, so my country became just a Republic of Serbia.
Going to college can be very expensive. Nebeshiba, as well as many other students, find ways to help defray the cost.
I'm actually on a graduate assistantship level, which is called International Fellowship. I am working for the school in psychology department. I'm a research assistant, and that is what is helping me out with my tuition.
When it comes to educational differences, Nebeshiba says he appreciates the education system here in the United States versus back home.
My country primarily focuses all examinations on oral examinations. So that was one of the easier aspects of me trying to accommodate to this culture or this type of, assessment. The problem that I found sometimes myself, sometimes friends of mine, whenever you do get examined orally, we would get a grade from 1 to 5. 1 would be the lowest and 5 is the highest. And you get a chance to get examined about 2 to 5 times throughout the semester. Sometimes you do have written exams, and all these grades, they get averaged. So it's a very tough way of grading and remaining your GPA high. So that is a really, really difficult way of examination. At the same time, there is a lot of corruption in my country as far as, I guess, in all aspects, including education.
Following graduation, Nebeshiba says he would like to stay in the United States.
I see myself graduating in 2011. Well, I would like to find a job in my profession and work primarily towards the citizenship of the United States or becoming a permanent resident.
For more stories about students studying in the United States, visit our website, www.voanews.com/AGCF. And remember, Tune in next week for another story from an international student here in the United States on America's Global College Forum. I'm Marcia James.